This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down into the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
PhD.com is our guest, or 720-605-3900. Really impressive, because I wanted you already on as a guest, and then you're like, hey, boom, I want to be a sponsor, and you had great reviews, so you're here, and you just showed up. I was like, last week, hey, get him on as a guest, I want to talk to him. Boom, you're here. But yeah, now is the time for people to diversify, and they see this big bubble in the stock market, and it's just insane. It's absolutely insane what's going on.
Well, it is insane, and everything has a reason, right? There's a cause and effect to everything. So what causes stocks to go up? What causes normal markets to go up? Well, you look at the Trump years, you look at the Reagan years, economic policies were similar. Lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, creating jobs. That causes people...
Now the Wall Street Journal says get ready for the decade of taxes. That's got to tell you things aren't going to do well during that.
Well, taxes decreases people's bottom line. Inflation makes everything more expensive. So they're printing money, Alex, like there's no tomorrow to fund every stimulus under the sun, to raise the debt ceiling, to fund people's pensions in Ukraine rather than our own people. I mean, everything that they do is spending money. And if you look back in time, I mean, I'm a student of history like you are, but you look at the Roman Republic, right? So the Roman Republic fell. Not because they were invaded from external forces. They fell from the weight of their entitlements. When Rome...
By the way, I'm going to interrupt you because I'm totally blown away. When I was driving in this morning at 9 a.m., I was like, I want to play the collapsing border when Kirk comes on and talk about the fall of the Roman Empire and how they couldn't recognize it in 410 when it finally happened, and you literally just brought it up. So keep going. We're going to recap this. When some stations join us, we're going to come back because you're right. You can feel this is end of the Roman system right now.
Yeah. I mean, so Rome fell, Alex, when one-third of the population of Rome had entitlements, right? They were getting some kind of government benefit from the state. Well, that all happened because in 56 B.C., there was this politician named Clodius, probably the most important politician in the history of the world. Nobody even knows who this guy was, right? But why was he so important? Because his policies are still being mimicked today. And back then, in 56 B.C., he was bribing people with free grain for votes, right? So people would vote for him. Well, that has mimicked to today. So by the time Rome fell, one-third of the population of Rome was getting government assistance of some sort.
So that's the hack on democracy.
Yeah, that's the hack on democracy. And where are we today? You can go to whitehouse.gov, look at the federal budget, and go to table S4, I believe it is. We are close to 80% now of all of our federal revenue that we bring in as a nation goes to
entitlements,
Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid.
All right, stay there. We're going to start over. Some stations don't carry this. We got hundreds of radio stations, and a lot of them don't carry the first five, but people complain. We don't want to hear the local news, so I do that five, so it's a no man's land. So probably half the audience is watching right now. I want to start over. Guys, get the Eagle Pass video ready. By the way, the record was 12,000 a month ago, 13,000 a week ago. Now it's 17,000 today. It was 14,000 yesterday. Michael Yon is dead on, former Green Beret, total genius. He thinks it's a million a month by the end of next year. coming in. I mean, we are talking Roman Republic collapse, baby. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get Stroid Free Shipping, Double Patriot Points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the Academy.
15 years in the Academy. The likes of your dad they ever seen. A mental heart is painfully nice. When it speaks, you never send it twice. They call a judge, it's not in his grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think the police defunding crime everywhere is bad, and if you think 15,000 illegals torn across that they catch every day, you ain't seen nothing yet. The fuse is lit. Kirk Elliott, PhD, really smart guy with us. We'll have him on a lot more in the future. KirkElliottPhD.com. He was starting to get last segment. Some stations don't carry it. Into the fall of the Roman Republic that began hundreds of years before the Visigoths and Ostrogoths and Germans sacked it in 410 with Alaric. But we're here, and they describe it, as it was written by the scribes at the time, because they had a large part of the population on welfare. They were like millennials or whatever. They were, as the barbarians are burning everything coming, they still wouldn't stop partying in their swimming pools. And they had this arrogance. They couldn't believe it was all over. And now this, happening now. The Biden administration has ordered banks not to deny loan applications to illegal aliens in the United States. They have unlimited money, so just flooding cash. Biden and the media are gaslighting us about inflation. Biden, we have a new video, has come out and endorsed Trump being taken off the ballot. So a political rival like Venezuela, the State Department usually sanctions countries for this, just like Venezuela, saying he supports, no question, Trump support insurrection. Not convicted, but his political rival supports him not being able to be voted for. This is them stealing the 2024 election in live time right in front of us.
It's absolutely disgusting. Oh, you know, what happened to the rule of law, Alex? Or now you're guilty until proven innocent. I mean, this is...
By the way, you like apologize when I was first talking to you about, I'm sorry, I'm from Colorado. Texas is one inch from being blue, too. It's not your fault you got that horrible Supreme Court. But start over. Start over with the Roman collapse, parallel.
So the huge parallel to America today. So when Rome fell, they didn't fall because of external forces, because of invading armies. They fell from the weight of their entitlements, right? So this goes back to 56 BC. This all started, right? There was this guy named Clodius. He was running for office of tribunals like a governor. And what did he do? I mean, probably the most prominent politician of all time that nobody's ever heard about, because he changed the way politics was done forever. So what did he do? He said, hey, if you vote for me, I'm going to give you free grain. Still mimic today, right? So ultimately, you go years and decades beyond that. Rome fell under the weight of entitlement. So when Rome fell, one-third of the population of Rome was getting some kind of government handout, some kind of entitlement, some kind of check from the government. So what is it today? So you can go to whitehouse.gov, look at the federal budget, and you look at how much federal tax revenue we bring in as a nation, and how much of that goes out towards entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children programs, so forth. It's about 80%, not a third, It's about 80%. But here's where it gets really creepy, Alex, is you now add on to that the interest on our federal debt. So interest rates have more than doubled over the last 12 months, and it's gone to now $1 trillion a year. A trillion is the debt payment, just the interest-only payments on our federal debt. You add, that's about 25% of everything we bring in as a nation. Add that to the 80%. 105% of everything that we bring in as a nation is now towards interest payments and entitlements and mandatory.
So we're not sitting on top of a time bomb. It's already exploded.
It's already exploded. It's absolutely exploded, and that can't go on. See,
but that's the crazy part. We've been all these people like Ron Paul and Ronald Reagan and all them and you know, they all warned about it, and now we're here. We don't have to wait anymore. We're not. People are going to have to wait and see if it comes true. Now you got front row seats, folks. So do we.
Well, here's where it gets really ugly. Is interest rates are high, but they're not as high as they've been in the past, right? You remember 1983. If you were to buy a house in 1983, 18% interest rate on a 30-year mortgage. It was bonkers. But why? As a PhD economist, the numbers are the numbers, but I always want to know why. Well, the Carter years were abysmal, right? They were huge recession. People weren't working. Prices were going through the roof. Inflation was 14.3%. The only way that you can slow down inflation with interest rates is if interest rates are higher than the inflation rate. Well, here's the creepy part that I wanted to get to. In 1996, President Clinton changed the way we measure inflation for political purposes with the Boskin Commission. He said, we've got to understate inflation because we've got too much government payments going out for cost of living increases and so forth.
So the same decision that created Zimbabwe, Weimar Republic, all of it was made.
All of it was made. So if you actually use the same metrics that we used in 1983 when inflation was 14.3%, inflation today is not 3.1% or whatever CPI says it is. It's hovering more at 15 to 20%. This is what I did my first dissertation.
Oh, that's right. I don't need to read the economics. I go to a restaurant I went to 2 years ago, and the food's twice as much.
Yeah. Yeah. Your wallet will tell you the truth, not their phony baloney numbers. So if inflation's at 15 to 20% and they want to use interest rates to slow that down, Alex, that means to me interest rates are going to continue to climb until they outpace inflation, which is north of 20%. So I don't believe.
So what do you call that where you have inflation and higher interest rates?
Well, that's their mechanism. When you have a slowing down economy and high inflation, that's stagflation. That's what we had in the Carter
70s.
In the 70s. See, Carter was one of the worst economic presidents we've ever seen in this nation until now.
So this is about to make stagflation look like a cakewalk.
Yeah, it's going to be an inflationary recession, meaning higher prices, people making lowering wages.
Jesus.
That's the kiss.
Which they thought didn't exist until it happened under Carter.
Correct.
Economists didn't think stagflation was possible.
Correct.
But if it's an artificial system, they can do it. The ultimate screw job.
Yeah.
Are they doing it on purpose, or is there no way out?
Well, I think they're doing it on purpose to usher in a whole new system.
Exactly. Build back better.
This is the reset.
So how do people get prepared? What do you advise them to do? What do they find out when they go to KirkElliottPhD.com?
So I'll answer that by answering it the way Elon Musk answered it. So he was asked about 6 months ago. It's like, How do you, one of the richest people in the world, invest during times of inflation? And his answer was simple. I invest in things, because things go up with inflation.
Exactly. Infrastructure.
Yeah. So cars go up with inflation. Groceries go up with inflation. Gas and oil go up with inflation.
Look at Bill Gates buying up all the farms.
Yeah. All of them. So what? Gold and silver are things. Things go up with inflation. It takes more of your devalue.
Exactly. This idea that you're going to get ahead doesn't exist. You just want to stay equal, in my view.
Yeah,
that, you want something that just keeps your value.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at gold and silver as things, it's going to go up in value. Quick little story. So back in the 1920s, 100 years ago, gold and the U.S. dollar were convertible. We had a gold-backed currency back then. So a one-ounce gold piece had a $20 face value on it, or you could have used a $20 bill. You could go to Sears, you could go to the bank, you could do whatever you're going to do. Interchange them. It was the
same. You walk in a bank with a $20 bill and get gold.
Yep. Or you could use that gold at the store. But what would it buy you? What was the purchasing power? Well, 1 ounce of gold or a $20 bill would buy you a finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes. Fast forward to today. $20, you can't even get a nice pair of socks. You can't go to Chick-fil-A for dinner, right? It's.
But a gold piece will buy you the fine suit.
It'll buy you the finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes, because gold is $2,000 an ounce. So you see, over 100 years, gold has maintained its purchasing power, where the dollar has devalued about 98% because of Federal Reserve policies, because of their unrelenting printing of money to fund every stimulus under the sun. And now you've got politics in play. Where
so is crypto the establishment's answer to, like, shut down metals?
They wanted it to be, but now, if you watch, cryptos are being demonized by the government, by the SEC, because there's a new sort of crypto coming, and that's central bank digital currency.
That's what they got us trained on, the open stuff. Now they're bringing in the ring of power.
Yes.
It's like Sauron gives you your rings, you get trained on them. Skip the break. But then he gives you the master ring that controls them all.
Yeah. Decentralized cryptocurrency blockchain is actually private. But when you centralize it, which is what the central banks around the world want to do now, a central bank.
They're rolling them out.
They know the source of the funds.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sell something, but life happens in between the bookends of those transactions. This is where our relationship journey goes on with clients. We don't have clients, Alex, that just buy silver, gold once over and over and over again, because it's this lifetime relationship where they know, wow, I didn't.
Well, civilization's about relationships and conquest is about death. We want relationships.
Yeah.
God wants a relationship. Everything's relationships, folks. If something is in a relationship, it's a lie.
Yeah. And when people call us, it breaks my heart, brother, because they're gripped and paralyzed with fear. And this is America. People shouldn't be gripped and paralyzed with fear, but they're afraid their money is going to run out. They're afraid that that their banks are going to fail them. And so when 99% of the people that call, they're gripped and paralyzed with fear. Here's the thing that I know about fear. It will cause you to either put your head in the sand and do nothing, or to cause you to make the wrong decision. So when we talk to people, they realize, wow, I didn't know that there was somebody like you that doesn't listen to mainstream media, that gives us solutions, that cares about us. And over the time, you can actually hear a smile on the phone, which is the most amazing thing, because they realize, wow, I'm talking to somebody who thinks like I do, and we can see that financial anxiety start to melt off of them on the phone, because they now have a partner where we will go through the economy with them, we'll hold their hand, let them know when it's time to buy.
And you give them a good deal, mm-hmm. and you sell them 100 times instead of ripping them off once.
Yeah.
And then everybody wins.
Yeah. Most firms in the industry, Alex, are...
No, we've had a bunch of sponsors that go, oh, we're going to sell bullion, and I catch them immediately doing the numismatic. And I'm like, we're not doing this.
I don't sell semi-numismatic. I don't sell the rare coins. So only bullion. But here's what makes us fundamentally different. It's not just the relationship piece, but ultimately you're going to sell. You're going to lock in your profits and get out. Buy low and sell high. We charge nothing when you liquidate. We don't.
Because that's the brain. What you guys do is you're watching. So they don't just hold it. They also make money on it by the trading.
Yeah. You buy low and you sell high. And we don't charge for assets under management. And when you purchase, it's an 8% cost of ownership. That's it. So this is where you know the metric.
Which, by the way, you got to have money to operate. That's why I love to tell people, hey, we need this money to operate. People get that.
Yeah. But most firms in the industry buy a commission when you buy, a commission when you sell.
Oh, I've been offered $50 million to sell people numismatics. And I get sometimes they're a good deal and sometimes it's real. But it just I have to study it all day to make sure it was the right deal. I just can't. It's like rocket science. It's just, if I can't figure it out, I'm not selling.
Well, and if it's not liquid, see, the collectible market, all of that stuff, here's how it works. And we're all used to salespeople like this. They'll call you up and say, hey, Alex, have I got a deal for you? We've got this excess inventory. There's these shipwrecked coins. And if you buy today, we'll give it to you for 5% off. But you better do it in 72 hours because it's not going to be here, you know, long. That's not liquid, because what happens if the market changes and you can't liquidate it? Well, that means the money's not really yours. That's why global commodities like bullion, there's always a market for it, and it's simple and it's easy. But here's where the markets start to get really interesting moving forward. Electric vehicles, solar power, fuel cell technology, all electronics use silver. So the demand for silver, even in...
It's exploding.
Even
just in the industrial sector.
Yeah, in the most sluggish global economy we've seen in over 40 years.
And when there's inflation, it's only going to go up.
And wait until we get a president back that starts to grow the economy and the demand for silver goes up even more. See, the time is now to actually protect...
But the ancients knew. The Bible says get silver and gold. It's money.
Yeah, always has been. Always has been. It's a de facto currency.
And isn't it crazy? It magically works in all these computer chips. Wow, the ancients just randomly picked something that we got to have.
Imagine that. Yeah. They knew something that we are just starting to figure out.
So, What do people do when they call, and how do they call? Or they visit KirkElliottPhD.com/gold. They call 720-605-3900.
Mm-hmm. So here's how the process works. I like to make it simple. I'm a keep it simple, silly kind of a guy. So you call in, one of my concierge team will say, hey, what was it that Kirk and Alex were talking about that you're concerned about? What are your fears? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? And then we'll set you up with one of our consultants to actually dig in deep, start moving your assets, get you out of harm's way. And then my team crosses the T's, dots the I's, does the paperwork. We just want to make sure that we're hearing you and answering your questions and doing what you want and what you need to start to minimize the stress in your life and reduce that financial anxiety to get you away from this digital slave world where they want to control every aspect of your life.
Well, that's right. Until 10 years ago, you watched TV and didn't watch you. Now everything watches what you watch.
Yeah.
And gold and silver is like, no, this is mine.
Yeah.
I can tell you, as you know, the globalists, they've all got gold buried. They're obsessed with it. But they don't want us to have it.
They don't want us to have it. And how do we know they're obsessed with it? Look at what central banks around the world are allocating into. Thousands of tons of gold. The European Central Bank, 10,500 tons of gold. The Federal Reserve, 8,500 tons of gold. Russia, 1,000 tons of gold. China, 5,000 tons of gold. Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkey, India, all hundreds of tons of gold. If it's so bad, then why
would... You may have missed this, but UT's buying tons of gold.
That makes them absolutely brilliant. They might have the richest endowment fund in the world 5 years from now.
But they already are the biggest university fund, yeah.
Yeah.
So they know.
They know. They see what's coming. See, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what's going to happen with the economy when people run out of money. And 2024 is going to be a weird election. You talk about this all the time. We're already seeing it. You know, pulling Trump off the ballots and things like that in my state of Colorado. But during times of crisis, when people don't have any money, I mean, Clinton said it's like it's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets. So in an election year, people will actually, when they can't afford to feed their babies, they're going to ultimately try to give up their freedoms, willingly or unwillingly, in exchange for perceived peace and security. This is going to cause more government spending, more stimulus, more running up.
It always it causes the runaway situation.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What is the public going to do when they find out inflation is only going to get worse?
Well, so Yellen was bragging about how resilient the U.S. consumer is. And even in a bad economy, I mean, she admitted it was a bad economy, they're still spending money. That's nothing that people should be applauding, people spending money that they don't have. They've maxed out their credit cards. Now that their credit cards are maxed out, what comes next is there is no more money to spend. People will pull back the reins. They're not going to go out to eat as much. They're not going to spend as much. I think 24 is going to be an economically disastrous year as consumer spending starts to come down. We're not just me that's saying this. Economists all over the globe
are saying it.
Consumer spending is going to come down. That will impact the markets. It will impact everything. But government spending is going to go through the roof. The printing of money is going to go through the roof. Because, again, Alex, starting January 1st, the BRICS nations, for all intents and purposes, dismantled the petrodollar. There is no more demand for the U.S. dollar 2 weeks from now.
All right, Kirk Elliott, we'll talk to you again soon. KirkElliottPhD.com, 720-605-3900. Great analysis. I'm glad you came in here. I had no idea you'd be a sponsor once you got here. I've been wanting to get you on for a while. Great analysis. So glad you got high-quality silver and gold bullion for people ready. People should call you. People should get involved.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming, man. I know you come right to town. I'm like, get the guy on. I was like, boom, he's here. We got a bunch of key reports and breaking stuff coming up. Then Owen Schroyer is in 30 minutes, like 32 minutes from now. Owen Schroyer, the War Room, coming up. Merry Christmas, everybody. Stay with us.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've known about Kirk Elliott for a couple of years. He's got an amazing website, really good videos and breakdown. And he's a PhD with two PhDs, one in public policy, administrative, focusing on monetary economics, and the second in theology. And we're really glad. I said, let's get him on the show like a couple of days ago. And like, boom, he's here. He flew in from Colorado. And he's here with us now to talk about the debt bubble and what's going on. KirkElliottPhD.com. KirkElliottPhD.com. We'll put a link up at Infowars.com in a live show feed to find that. We'll put a lower third up. But I wanted to get your take. You've been predicting a lot of this for years. In fact, next time you're on, because I was going to get you on, I said, get him on. Like Friday, and you're like here today. I'm like, wait, I didn't have time to the videos. So I sent them like five videos. They go, well, what do you want out of these long videos? So next time you come back, we'll have your predictions that have come true and all that stuff and the reason I got here. But, wow, I'm glad you're joining on the spot. So talk a little bit about yourself and where you are and where you see this going. And you've been calling all the stuff that's happening. And I've said this too. I promoted gold for about 15 years. And then in about 2000 and whatever it was, when it started going down, right before it started going down, you know, like 2011 or whatever, I said, well, okay, now I think they're artificially suppressing it, but later it's going to go back up. And then I've been saying the last few years, I think it will go up. It has gone up because I love cryptocurrencies. They're great. But at the end of the day, it's silver, it's gold, it's platinum, it's things like that. So you're also an expert on that. So, Kirk, great to have you here with us. Just talking to the audience, where do you think we really are? Tell folks about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's just really awesome to be here. But, you know, I've been analyzing the markets, the economy, and kind of like putting these puzzle pieces together of politics, economics, our personal freedoms, our economic freedoms, religious freedoms, because they all fit together. And you know what? If we lose one of them, we really lose all of them. So way back in the day, I started as a stockbroker back in like 1994. And, you know, that industry doesn't allow you to really tell the truth. It's very sad because if you say something that you want to have your investor invest in and they don't sell it, you get in trouble for selling away. They give you a cease and desist. You know, it's really ugly. So way back then, I thought, how can we get out of the system, right? How can we protect, preserve, grow people's portfolios with something that's safe? Because it's getting more important now because we've got a debt cycle that's about to implode. We've got an exponential derivatives debt that's going to actually cripple the global economy. We've got a national debt that's over $32 trillion. When you think about that, Alex, this is why I got into this. Because even back then, you know, I've been watching you for decades. Even back then, it's like this debt was exploding. If you look at where we were in 1776, we had zero debt, you know, on day one, because we couldn't spend like drunken sailors yet on day one, right? And so go from 76 to 1980, right? When Reagan became president, that's over 200 years, we accumulated almost $1 trillion worth of debt. Just last year alone, we added almost $3 trillion of debt in 1 year, when it took us over 200 years just to get from zero to a trillion. We're spending like drunken sailors. Ultimately, we have to pay the piper. This is why I got into what we're doing, because if you invest into normal traditional asset classes, when the world falls apart, when banks are failing, when banks are running out of money, why do banks run out of money? Because simply put, they have more withdrawals than they have deposits. That's why banks fail. It's not rocket science.
And there's no doubt we're to that point. The bubble's collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw numbers like 60%+ of the money supply has been created just since Biden got in.
Yeah.
How long can it keep going? I mean, I think it's already imploding.
Well, it can't keep going. It's imploding right now. If you look at the money supply, there's two different money supplies. This is where people don't look at the right numbers. They stopped measuring all the money that's been created years ago, which is called MZM. That's like the money that goes for foreign aid and all the money that provides all the stimulus. They stopped measuring that because they don't want people to know. The money supply that we see, like the M2 money supply, which is money that we have in the banks, checking accounts, savings accounts, money markets, what's happening to that? It's starting to come down. See, they're printing money that causes inflation. You have to raise interest rates to slow down inflation. This is the ugly policy that we're living with. And you look at what's happening to money in the banks. It's coming down. People are pulling out. They can't afford to live. But I think it's more insidious than that, Alex, which is why I do what I do, to offer solutions for people to navigate through this crisis. Because if people don't have money, they can't afford to feed their babies because of the inflationary pressures, because banks are undercapitalized and money is leaving, they tend to give up their freedoms, right? You look back to, I saw earlier in the show, you were talking about Hitler, right? So when Hitler came to power, you know, he didn't,
That's one of your videos I saw. You explain that.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. I got to repeat it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, This is incredible because one of the worst dictators in the history of the world didn't hold a gun to people's heads and say, vote for me or else. He campaigned on a campaign promise of hope and change. What did they need hope and change from? You know, Hitler, back in the day, Germany was like the big kid on the block. They were like America today. They were World War One. They were bombing the living daylights out of everybody. They had a strong stock market. They had a strong real estate market, a culture that was established, well-established, a vibrant arts district. You know, then what happened? After World War One, the Treaty of Versailles came and said, hey, Germany, you got to repay all your war debts. It's like, what? We can't afford that. So they abandoned the gold standard. They started printing money without discretion, went into a hyperinflation. Mommies and daddies couldn't afford to feed their babies. It was during that economic crisis that what happened? He came in and said, I'm going to fix it on a campaign promise of hope and change.
And it's now, Klaus Schwab talks about, in these inflationary things, it creates an angrier world. It produces Hitlers.
Mm-hmm. This is human nature. When people are forced with, should I feed my kids or should I give up my freedoms? A lot of times they start to give up their freedoms. We're starting to see this kind of stuff now. So literally, one of the worst dictators in the history of the world got into power nonviolently. He didn't hold a gun to people's heads. We're seeing the same thing now with banks failing. And so.
And Schwab says that. We're going to use the banking crisis to bring in this new global order. So they know what they're doing.
Oh, it becomes extreme. People don't understand a lot. Now, your viewers do because you talk about it all the time, right? But they don't understand the insidiousness.
Or how late it is.
Yeah, how far. This has been going on for a long time, and it's accelerating. So the globalists, these evil globalists, like Klaus Schwab, you know, when you look at what he said recently, is COVID was a test. I mean, that wasn't exact words. He said it was an opportunity, a short moment in time, a brief opportunity to reimagine and reset the world.
But Bill Gates has said it is a test. Yeah, so they said it's an experiment.
Yeah, but an experiment for what? Right, so I think the experiment was how far could we stretch the global population, how far could we stretch Americans to see when they would give in and when they would give up their freedoms. Well, it took a flu for them to do that. It didn't take very much, sadly. So what comes next? What's worse than that? The ability.
Well, the UN has said we'll use a virus, then we'll use a collapse and a migrant flow and war. They've said that in the documents.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Lou Dobbs in 2007 got the BAMP Canada, North American Union secret documents. We were still on CNN top show. And it was all there. They said, we're going to use these four things. And they're doing it now.
Yeah, they're doing it. So what would be worse, Alex, than somebody's health, right? It's like, how about your ability to buy or sell? When you want to, the ability to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage, to feed your kids, to do anything. That's what's coming next, right? But they have a problem, and that is people aren't going to willingly give up their ability to buy or sell. But if there's an economic crisis that's bad enough, people will give up a lot of stuff. This is what's happening. We've got bank failures. We've got wars. We've got rumors of wars. We've got what I think geopolitically is one of the biggest things that is...
We're going to skip this break. Keep going.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that has hit the world is the emergence of the BRICS nations, right? They're usurping the U.S. dollar. They're kicking the U.S. dollar.
And they're stopping.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't necessarily see a best-case scenario for the U.S. dollar. I think this cycle has to play out. Worst-case scenario, though, is we actually lose the reserve currency status completely. The BRICS nations rise up. They become the world's reserve currency, and we then are relegated to, like, Argentina, Venezuela-style inflation. Now, there is a way out of that in the sense of you have to get away from the system that we've had of central banks printing fiat-based money. And that would be, for example, a state-chartered bank like what Texas is wanting to do, backed by gold. You've got mountains of gold by central banks around the world, because I don't know if they actually think that in the end their plan is going to work. You look at populist politicians like Trump or Nigel Farage, who they want truth, they want accountability. The rest of the world is starting to see that because their wallets are telling them, this isn't right. Somebody's lying to us. And so there's going to be alternative systems that come into play. The way that
we're saying is we're at the end of an age here.
We're at the end of a central banking age as we know it, of fiat-based money creation, and things are going to get so bad. The globalists are going to usher in a new world of central bank digital currency. I think there's going to be alternative systems of using tangible assets like gold and silver to back private currencies for individuals to actually be able to transact business on their own, not be a digital slave in their digital world. These are the kind of solutions that I have been shouting from the rooftops for decades, Alex, to get people out of the path of that hurricane and into a point of freedom where they can have a smile on their face, because there is hope in this message.
And that's what you break down on your site, KirkElliottPhD.com?
Yes, sir.
And it's a great website, great videos, great reports, great everything. I hope people go research that and get ready, because Look, people say, oh, is it a panacea for cryptocurrencies? Most of them are pump and dump. Sure, it's great. You got an early wonderful. But at the end of the day, it's going to be land and food and gold and silver and friends and family and guns and a relationship with God, number one.
See, Alex, when you look at biblical prophecy, Revelation 13:17, for example.
Because you're a theologian.
Yeah, I've got one of my PhDs is in theology.
Yeah. So this looks pretty, to me, I'm not a theologian, but it looks pretty revelation to me. It looks,
well, it does. I mean, this isn't a new thing. Even the prophets from thousands of years.
No, you're right. It repeats over and over again until the final crescendo. It's like the song repeats until it happens. People go, wait, it looks like this here, it looks like there, but it's moving towards it.
It is. I mean, what did they say thousands of years ago? They said, no man shall buy or sell unless they have the mark of the beast or the number of the beast, right? Okay. Can't buy or sell. That's the key point. Now, you look at what the globalists are saying from the World Economic Forum, for the Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, all of these institutions, the IMF. Social credit scores are going to basically cause you to not be able to buy or sell based on your ideology. Right, so imagine if you've got a gas-guzzling truck and they want you to buy an electric vehicle. They'll say, hey, Alex, nope, we're going to flip.
No, it's all digital.
You're going to flip the switch. You can't buy gas anymore.
And now all the cars have kill switches.
Yeah, kill switches. Or what if you donate to a church and they say that church promotes hate?
I mean, even I, and I knew this was coming, cannot believe under federal law, and I know for 10 years all the new cars have it, at least 10 years, like 15 years now. It's law that all cars have a tracking kill switch now. I mean, their votes, it's not coming. We're already in it.
We're there. I mean, we are living out prophetic words from thousands of years ago. And I'm sure that those prophets from back then say, I don't even know what I'm talking about. God told me to say it.
They didn't. They were like, we don't know what this means. Or something.
No, absolutely. But
flying machines, mountains of fire, mark of the beast, world government. They can see Antichrist everywhere in their homes, TV. I mean, it's like.
and now when we see it, we can say, oh, yeah, this makes sense. This is what they were talking about way back then. I mean, this becomes absolutely ridiculous when you actually have stuff recently, Alex, like the Bank for International Settlements, a unified ledger, which came after the collapse in 2008, and now it's gotten new steam behind it, which what is a unified ledger? It's beneficiary ownership of your assets, which means you don't own it anymore. You give up ownership to the financial institution.
And that's what the Great Reset is. They're getting ready to say it all went down. Here's a new digital system. We devalue it some. You still get something. Go under this regime.
Go under this regime. And then you become the participant where they say, you're now the beneficiary. It's not your assets. It's not your checking account.
You're a trust fund baby.
You're a trust fund baby if you're a good baby. Right, because they can flip it off if they don't want you to actually have access.
Wow.
This is what the unified ledger...
You will own nothing and like it.
That's their words. That's what they said.
And we're here. So what's the time frame here?
Time frame from now until... They've actually said what the time frame is. September 15th of 2024 is their future date that they've set out in the UN Pact for the Future. I'm sorry, September 22nd of 2024. This is when they want all of this to be done. That is their end game.
And the EU, they've all announced they're rolling out with central digital currency. But like, I asked you to come here as a guest, and they're like, oh, I'll be a sponsor too. I know people love you. You do a great job. Before we start the next hour, do some plugging. If people want to get into financial advice or essential metals, we get great reviews from you. Before you even came here, I was already thinking about trying to work with you in the future when I finally get some money. Tell people what they can do when they go to KirkElliottPhD.com.
So you can go to KirkElliottPhD.com/gold. Just say, I want to talk to you, Kirk. I want to talk to one of your amazing team members. And what do? We ask you some questions and say, oh, well, do you have IRAs? Do you have non-IRAs? Do you have cash you want to protect? Do you want to get out of the bank because you're afraid your bank is going to fail and you don't want your money to go away? And we'll help you strategically map out a solution for the future that you can actually not be a digital slave in their digital world, have tangible assets to hedge against the other assets that you own, or you can simply call us at 720-605-3900, and, you know, we'll take care of you that way, too.
And I want to be clear. I promoted gold until about 10 years ago. In the last 3 years from promoting it, because I could see it, how much has gold gone up in the last 3 years?
Well, so you look at where it's gone, we're averaging, okay, go back a little bit farther in time. In 2000, gold was $250 an ounce.
Yeah.
Today it's 2000. A few years ago, it was about 1700. Now it's 2000. You look at what silver's done, which is what most people would want for barter. Silver's actually outperforming gold. 3 years ago, silver was $1,191 an ounce. Today it's 24. It's up like 100%.
And so talking about silver and gold, the point is, with naked shorts, they've been artificially suppressing it. But when they lose control, if this goes under, which I think is a good chance, we hope it doesn't, it's going to go. I mean, I don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that.
Well, we've seen this kind of growth with the naked shorts and with the manipulation of the market.
Yeah.
Imagine what.
No, it's just like a beach ball held underwater. What happens once it's not underwater?
Oh, it goes through the roof.
From your estimation, and we can't get gut level, how high silver, how high gold go when the dollar goes belly up if it does?
Okay, so I'm not God. I don't control the markets, right? But even if you were to look at like usdebtclock.org, it shows what the price of silver would be without manipulation. It's over $1,100 an ounce. See, that's a huge number, and my brain doesn't really go that far, Alex. But
look at Bitcoin. It's ethereal, and it was up at. I mean, you need silver and gold industrially.
Well, this is what makes it so amazing. So here's a key point. Not all gold and silver is created equal, right? You've got companies out there that are selling rare things and high collectability stuff, high premium things. In 29 years of doing this, I've never seen somebody recover those premiums.
Well, that's why I wanted you on. I said, do a search of people as a sponsor that are selling basically bullion and that's what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, so like silver, for example, 60% of all the mining production globally is used for manufacturing. So it's liquid. One of the keys to investing is you have to make sure it's liquid. That's even more a more safer option than buying it, right? You have to make sure when it's time to lock in your profits, you can sell it. It's a 45-second phone call. Boom, we lock it in because it's a global commodity used in all.
So that's what you let them do is have it be ready to trade.
It has to be ready to trade. If it's not liquid, it's not a good investment.
So that's what you do. You're beyond just holding the gold and silver. You're letting people trade it real time.
Yes. I mean, it's physical silver that they take delivery of or store in an IRA or non-IRA. But when it's time to sell it, it's a 45-second phone call to the depository. We lock it in. We wire them the funds. If you have some kind of a rare coin, it's not liquid. They have to make a market for it. And we've all seen...
No, I've been looking for... I mean, obviously, that's why I don't have any sponsors, because I won't sell collectible coins to people.
Right.
It's a great investment in bullion. I feel good about that. I cannot sell something I don't believe in. And sure, there's some collectible coins that are great. I'm not saying that's all bad. It's just like you said, it's a hassle, and it's opaque. You can't get down, but when it's gold or silver that's bullion, it's very transparent.
Very transparent, because when you look at, it's a global commodity, right? Well,
we got to go to break. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. But people need to go check you out, the videos, the reports. It's an amazing website, KirkElliottPhD.com. Share it, folks. What's the number again?
720-605-3900.
All right, we'll start the third or fourth hour now on this, and I love you to death. I want to get you on as a guest. They go, hey, this guy wants to. I was like, oh. So that's how God works, folks. So we're here. Like a year ago, I told them to get you on, and I'm not mad at the crew. They should do it. So I give them a lot of stuff to do. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.